So Kat, you, I've read somewhere that you really like fairy tales, and this video is really like a fairy tale, but it's like kind of a, you know, it's a obviously a vampire fairy tale, but it's also, it has a lot of elements of like burlesque and Cirque du Soleil, and there's just a lot going on. Tell me what it was like for you as an artist, you and you, Wilson. What is was it like for you as artist to work on something that had so many moving parts?
Well, you are really keen. I love that you know that about me already. And I'm laughing because we just went to this party the other night. We played telephone charades, or that Pictionary where you like think of a phrase and you pass it around the table. And everybody had these hysterical ones like Chicken Face Man, and mine was And Then They Lived Happily Ever After. And I was like, oh my gosh, I must, there's something wrong with me. But no, I love fairy tales. I love magic. And I love finding that in like the extraordinary and the ordinary. And I love that with our shows that you can really have people show up at some club in New York City and hopefully take them somewhere that they've never been and get their minds off of the mundane or their work, you know. So I love that. I love fantasy and thriller and just getting, yeah, taking your mind off of just the boring stuff of the day. And this video you know, really did that for me. I actually used my wedding dress in the video as well. So it's funny because like our wedding itself was such a dream come true and brought together so many elements of our lives. It felt like heaven on earth, bringing all the people we love in one place. So it was cool that the wedding dress was present for the video because I feel like it brought together this whole new community around us in a different way than our wedding did. It was all family, but in the video it brought together, like, I've always wanted to be surrounded by dancers. I just love them. So finally that was a dream come true for us. So those moving parts, you said like many components, felt very natural, and it felt like a prayer being answered because I really want our music to be more about community than ever before. Because when Wilson and I started the band, it felt like, gosh, how do we find the sound that will finally capture everything that we love? And we spent a while working on that together and kind of crafting those songs. But then it was really about moving outward. It's like, okay, now we have this sound that we like. We have these songs that we believe in. Now it's all about people. Like, how do we reach out to friends? How do we like get visual artists involved, dancers, you know, the director? Like, I want this music has to be about a coming together. You know, that's like the whole point of it. I remember hearing Bono speak from U2, and he said, you know, my music is spiritual intimacy at a mass level. And he's one of my heroes. And I love that once you hone your craft and put something together, it's not just a product. It's about, okay, now, you know, how do we travel the planet and meet as many people as possible and touch people's lives? Because that's what I think is magical about music, is I hear a song and it reminds me of exactly where I was, exactly that breakup or that great date or whatever it might have been. So I'm so grateful to Isis for putting us together with such a huge community beyond my wildest dreams. Like, we have our New York friends, but now it's like this whole interesting crew of people in Orlando. And like Callie, that burlesque dancer, is one of my heroes. Like, that woman is such an Olympian. I mean, I can't believe. And she has two. Does she have one or two kids, Isis?
Yeah, she's got one kid.
She is so gorgeous. And like, just to see, like, there's Bernard's wife, Allison. She had her daughter on set. And just to see, like, how people bring art into their lives and they don't interrupt their lives for it. It transcends their lives. Like, these families were so cool. Like, Bernard's the lead in Cirque du Soleil, and his wife is one of the leads too. And then the daughter being there, it just gave me such a great sense of how, you know, art doesn't have to mirror life. It really can be your life. And how I hope to just keep meeting more and more amazing people that are able to do what they love full time.
It proves you don't have to be on the stage, on the theater, to tell a story or to be artistic or to be legit. Like, you have, it really brings dance, music, and filmmaking together and saying, look, we can tell a story, and it's a beautiful story. And I just think it's great. I really enjoyed watching the video.
And I love that, you know, because, you know, Isis is helping these young dancers know how to get out into the business. But, you know, just to make sure it's said, actually musicians, like to get our message out there and to get our music out there in a new way. She's really helping indie bands because it is a new model now, and you know, labels are different. It's not what it used to be, and
yeah.
we really have to think outside of the box and market ourselves in more and more unique ways. And the fact that Isis creates this win-win for everybody is just powerful.
So, Wilson, what does this music video mean for you?
So when I always looked at music like when I record, recording, I love layers and layers, and just to make, it's like make a masterpiece painting, you know, as just for the person to listen to at home. But live, like that's when we attack, like it's more energy live. So I feel like the video is just like beyond the masterpiece. That, like to me, like I never, could never imagine being in a video like that. Like, so, like the editing, everything was done just so great, like beyond my any dream. But, yeah, I feel like it's like a massive piece of art. It is a massive piece of art, and it's great. I, you know, it matches my view of music, you know, like when you record, when I record, I just want to, you know, I want it to sound huge and layered, and that's what the video is.